Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's an opportunity for us to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich. The Christian life is, before anything else, characterized by giving, because that's how Jesus lived. As we follow in his footsteps, our lives need to be shaped by giving generously. His generosity was so complete that he gave everything and became totally poor in order to make other people rich. This is a huge challenge to all of us in a society that is deeply acquisitive. The assumption is that life is found in acquiring more and more, but Jesus turns that thinking completely on its head. There's an old proverb which says, "He who takes but never gives may last for years, but never lives." That's a really scary thought, isn't it? We should redouble our determination to work out how we should go about our own giving. I believe that we need to find a deeper understanding of where our money and resources come from. When we realise that they have come from God's hands, it becomes obvious that our relationship with our money is that of a steward. I took a funeral service yesterday where we were reminded that we brought nothing into the world and we take nothing out. Our role is to be God's steward of the resources that he's placed in our hands. We need to look after them in a way that will please him. In the 15th century, Thomas a Kempis wrote The Imitation of Christ. It's been in print ever since and reminds us of the fundamental responsibility that we all have to use the life of Christ as a pattern for our own lives. No one has ever been more alive than Jesus. And as we learn how to give generously, we'll discover more and more of what it means to be truly alive. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, help us to walk in your footsteps today and to become increasingly generous to others. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Save big on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains. We offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.